we really needed to look at the gaps that exist in UN peacekeeping when it comes to technology and innovation and see how we could close those gaps, whether they were related to support, operations, or the basic provisioning of health and well-being. Every dimension of peacekeeping operations is in need of a greater infusion of technology, modern technology and innovation. And so that conviction prompted the creation of the panel.
The report is available online, of course, but for those who may not have access, what would you say are the main takeaways of the report?
The main takeaways of the report is the very clear recommendation of the panel that every peacekeeping mission in the field ought to have at least the same level of technology that member state militaries and polices now consider operationally imperative. And whether it's command and control, communications, mobility, shelter, the provisioning of essential supplies, all of these things which are now standard in the operation of many, many organizations around the world need to be brought to peacekeeping.
Do you have any examples of a specific technology in one of the UN peacekeeping missions that you would recommend?
Well, here I probably just should take on the issue of drones. This is an issue that's received a lot of attention, not without its controversy. The panel comes down very squarely with the recommendation that the ability to visualize your operating area of responsibility from the air is an essential capability for every mission, really with only a few exceptions. And so that is a good example of one technology where a lot of organizations, again, around the world are making increasing use of it. Frankly, individuals are making increasing use of small micro-technology and small drones, and we think this is a capability missions ought to be able to take greater advantage of.
The report mentions that UN field operations lack the kind of modern technology that other militaries or international organizations have, and that this has made them sometimes reluctant to participate in some peacekeeping missions that are more challenged. Can you comment on that?
So we've seen this. We know that there's been a certain reluctance. Gee, is there adequate medical facilities on the ground? Is there adequate lift and mobility? And if the lack of these capabilities are inhibiting certain contributions by member states, then we really need to close those gaps because peacekeeping can really benefit from a wider contribution of more member states actually on the ground.
Is there a timeline for bringing in new technology that you recommend?
Well, one of the things we know about technology is that it's a really dynamic environment. I mean, the problems and even the solutions to problems that we'll be facing 2 years from now haven't even been invented yet. So I think it's a fool's errand to talk about timelines when it comes to technology. But I will say that the UN needs to construct the kind of support systems necessary to facilitate greater use of technology. So we need procurement systems that can identify and acquire capabilities in not more than 18 months, because longer than that, the technology's already changed and moved on.
And why would you say the UN is, you know, quote-unquote, lagging behind? Is it a lack of resources?
No, I would say it's a combination of a number of things. This is, you know, an incredibly important tool of the international community, one that relies on the contributions of member states, relies on the permissiveness in many cases of the operating environment. Peacekeeping missions are put together every time with new troop contributing countries in that particular situation. A civilian staff is assembled, police are brought in, and so there's a focus, usually because it's a crisis situation, of getting a presence in and on the ground as rapidly as possible. That means we take the contributions that member states are willing to make. What we have said, in fact, the whole report sort of stands for the notion that we should take a step back and see what those contributions need, what the UN, Departments of Peacekeeping and Field Support need by way of technology and innovation to make those contributions more effective.
To what extent will the private sector be involved?
Well, the private sector is involved. They own a lot of this technology. They're providing a lot of it. Commercial satellite providers, for example, commercial communications companies. Peacekeeping has always relied to a certain extent not only on the capabilities that exist in the house and the contributions of the member states, but contracting with civilian entities and enterprises as well. It's those combination of three sources of input that give peacekeeping the means to do its job.